Good morning, it's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M with Moffy for breakfast for Jeff King Motors. Tops around 25 degrees expected today, and apart from the cloudy one, maybe some showers about. Well, the budget was handed down on Tuesday night by Josh Frydenberg, and Bill Shorten will have his budget reply speech in Parliament tonight. Talking to us, though, at the moment, the candidate for the Nationals for Cowper, Patrick Conaghan. Morning, Pat.
Morning, Michael.
Mate, look, we spoke yesterday to Andrew Woodward from the Labor Party, the candidate there who has been critical the whole time about the bypass and basically everything the Nats do. And yesterday really was no different. His big thing he was saying is that, you know, the money's not there in the budget for the addition, for the tunnels.
Look, Michael, nothing has changed over the past 2 weeks. The bypass remains the $971 million from the federal government. That commitment remains and it is in the budget, and the commitment by the federal government will continue. The issue that was raised by the Labor candidate is that for some reason we're supposed to know what the costings are prior to receiving the environmental impact statement for the costings on the tunnels. Now, that money can't be committed to until we have the environmental impact statement back and goes through the community consultative committee. Labor can't commit to the funding, but what the federal government has done is said that we commit to the $971 million, and upon receipt of the EIS, we will look at that and forecast those costings in the next budget.
And because this is the point that you make there as well, which is spot on, is that, you know, just like anyone else, you're still waiting for the EIS. You can't put in money there that you don't know what it's going to be costing yet. You're still committing to the bypass, and you would be stupid to put in, you know, the money for the additional tunnels in this budget, considering that, you know, this budget isn't going to be probably using that money anyway.
And that's exactly right. And if we just simplify it, bring it down to a level of, say, a household budget. If you're budgeting weekly or monthly, you will not put in there the costings for something that you're not going to use in the next 6 months.
Exactly.
It's simply going to be a forecast projection. It's in the back of your mind. We're waiting on an invoice or a costing from maybe a builder or a tradie, and then that will go in the forecast projections.
Exactly right. But the budget overall for low-income earners and middle-income earners is pretty strong.
Look, I thought it was a really sensible and responsible budget right across the board, and we have to congratulate the federal government. It's done so with a projected surplus of $7.1 billion. But insofar as low- and middle-income earners, the average single person will receive just over $1,000. And a couple $2,000. Now, that's not a bad kick in the pocket.
Exactly right. Well, Patrick, all the best. The election, we're expected. There's word that, you know, Scott Morrison may actually have more word on the exact date of the election tomorrow or even Sunday. It's not going to be very far away, only a bit over a month. So all the best for that. No doubt we'll speak before then.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Patrick Conaghan, the Nationals candidate for the division of Cowper. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. So there you go. You heard it from him. The money is still in the budget for the bypass.